Thought I'd start by asking to sort of how you came to this decision and why you won't be seeking re-election this year.
You know, it's been 6 years, and during the past 6 years, I think that the people of the city of Oneonta have done a remarkable job. We've really moved the city forward in new housing options. We've supported our local businesses. We've strengthened our infrastructure. And, you know, and we didn't even let the pandemic slow us down. And I think that now is the time that I feel comfortable that we are well positioned, that the city of Oneonta is well positioned to succeed in all of the new opportunities that will surely come our way post COVID. And I feel comfortable that it's the time to hand the baton over to someone to take it to the next level.
And so looking back on your years as mayor, like, what are some of the things that you're most proud of?
You know, for many, many, many years, for probably 50 or more years, we have struggled here in the city of Oneonta, as have almost all small cities in New York State. You know, we have seen the railroad that the city was built upon leave. We've seen the agricultural community, which we depended upon, leave us. And, you know, we've been looking for new opportunities. And I think in the last 6 years, we have really started to open the door to those new opportunities. The downtown revitalization program is showing real results. We're in the process of developing the lofts on Dietz Street, artist lofts in the middle of our downtown. We're working on quality market rate apartments in the upper floors of our downtown. We're redeveloping Market Street, creating a transit hub there, redoing our parking garage. We are really now positioning ourselves to be a community for the future. And we recognize that it's going to be a different world post-COVID. People will be looking for communities like Oneonta, small cities, lower density, but still have the vibrancy of two colleges, to relocate, to open a new business, to work from home. And I think we have prepared ourselves to be successful.
And so then looking forward, I mean, obviously COVID is probably one of the biggest obstacles facing any community right now, but what are some of the biggest challenges facing Oneonta?
You know, we have the same challenges that most upstate communities have, but we have plans to address them. I mean, housing has always been an area that we just don't have enough good quality housing for any income level. And that's an area we're working to address. Jobs, increasing the amount of available jobs is always a challenge, but we're developing the rail yard as a potential site for new quality jobs. And we've also really done an outstanding job in supporting our local businesses through numerous grants and programs and our downtown revitalization initiatives. So, you know, when I took office, the two big areas to address were better housing options, more housing options, and better jobs. And I think we've made progress on both of those.
And so what's next for you?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I've been working my entire life, day and night, and I've been honored to have the opportunity to do so. But now is the time for me to step back and take a look at other things that I may want to do with my time personally.
Like what kind of, like what other interests? Like are you thinking like retirement or another position or?
At this time, I do not have my eyes on any other position.
Okay.
Time will tell.
And just lastly, it's kind of off topic, but any updates on the search for a new police and fire chief?
Well, we have an interim fire chief right now, Michael Mancini, who is a retired fire captain from the Oneonta Police Department. And he has stepped in for a period of up to 6 months to act as an interim. We have great confidence in him, and he's already started and is doing an excellent job. In the police department, we have Lieutenant Witzenberg, who has been appointed as an interim. In both of these cases, it's a slow process because they are civil service positions, So we have to have the exams given. The exams have to be scored before we have a pool of eligible candidates. So it's a process that will take as long as 6 months.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I know it's just to be popping in, and it's probably a busy day. So thank you.
That's okay. Thanks for checking with me.